Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway. Laura Sievert in her usual spot, talking about all the things that Arts Quincy celebrates. And we're going to start first with a big event that's happening. The Children's Museum and a host of other groups are coming together. And Laura, tell us all about it, please, from Arts Quincy.
Yeah, this Friday night, we've got the Twilight Glow Party out at John Woods Trail. This is from 6 to 8 p.m., so we're looking for that twilight. We're looking for that getting dark time of day. We're all going to be out there. So Arts Quincy has a booth there. We're going to be doing glow-in-the-dark flower creation, which is going to be really fun. WSIU, the Quincy Children's Museum, and Ripley from the Emotion Belly Books series will be there for a fun evening. There is a glow stick salsa dance party, activities from the Quincy Public Library, and the budding artist. We're encouraging people to bring your flashlights and walk along the trail because that's a lot of fun, too. And, of course, the story walk is out there from the Quincy Children's Museum. So it's all free. We're just trying to have a fun time with kids. PBS
is very involved in this.
PBS is super involved with this. They've been doing a great job at reaching out to us. They're based out of Carbondale now, so they're doing a great job of still reaching all the way up here. Again, 6 to 8 at John Woods Trail on the 4th. That's where I got the 4th.
Okay.
On the 4th this Friday, and it's all free. You know, this is a great activity for all your family, but it's really geared towards the little younger learners. I'm going to say 12, up to 12 years old, you know.
Sure. But, I mean, everybody in the family can have a good time, and you get a little exercise on the trail, and you do some reading on the trail, and it's multidiscipline. You know, it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's educational. PBS will be there. The Arts Quincy will be there. Children's Museum will be there. So be there Friday night, 6 to 8, for the Twilight Walk. And glow sticks, I think, will be handed out. You also have a blood drive coming up. And again, you are in the top 1% in the nation.
Right.
We're so proud of what Quincy's been able to do through the Society of Fine Arts. Tell us about your next blood drive, please.
This is my favorite one because we call it a Star of a Vampire blood drive. I think that is my favorite of our themes. You're going to get Halloween candy. You're going to get treats from the Yum Factory. And you're going to get the knowledge that you're really helping out. There is a nationwide call for blood right now. Donors are down. Younger people are not giving the way that their predecessors have, so we're trying to involve them too. If you don't know, the Big Ten has issued a challenge, and we can register any blood that we donate as part of your Big Ten team. So if you're a Big Ten team, and now that covers like coast to coast. And if you don't pick a team, I'm registering you as an Iowa Hawkeye.
Don't you dare register me as an Iowa Hawkeye.
So come get blood, and then it's a Big Ten battle for the month of October for blood donations. Ours is Tuesday, October 15th. That's 11 to 4. Again, our season sponsor is still the Yum Factory. She always does amazing trips, tricks and treats.
It would be great if it was trips, but it's treats.
Treats.
Yeah, I don't
trick
want her
treat.
To bake me an airplane.
That's
I'd
right.
rather her bake me a yummy treat from
she will
the Yum
bake
Factory.
Yum Factory treat. Man, I'm just
apparently the University
tired.
Of Iowa doesn't have a speech pathology department.
Oh. She's got to come at me today.
She's got her gold on today, too.
Come on. I know I left my coffee cup out in the car. I'm sorry.
Good, because I'm sick and tired of looking at your Iowa Hawkeye swag night and day.
All right, so that's next Tuesday. Love to have you Star of a Vampire with us and go Hawks.
Okay. I-L-L-I-N-I. You know what? Just for you, I'm going to put something in.
They have
in.
To spell it so they don't forget.
How can we join Arts Quincy? Because while I'm waiting for this, I'm going to put something in just to annoy you.
Go ahead. I got to make an insert. At artsquincy.org. She's looking up the Illinois fight song. Listen,
no, I'm not.
I already know the Iowa one. We're going to fight.
Shut up.
Fight.
I don't care.
You know, she's going to kick me off this program one of these days. That's just true. I've been doing this for 8 years.
How can I can't get this to work?
Because everybody wants to hear the Iowa fight song.
No,
I'm
going to
bring
don't.
In my trumpet. It's going to be great. In the meantime, visit artsquincy.org. All these events and so much more. We've got the big read going on at the Quincy Public Library. The Log Cabin, Ghost of the Log Cabin tours. And, of course, the ghost tours that Mary mentioned on the community calendar all coming up.
Okay. And now, just for you.
On the way
just
out.
Just for you on the way out. Nine 25, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Looking forward to that celebration tonight at the Senior Center there at 6th and York. And don't forget, a week from today, they reveal their trips, their bus tours for 2025. We're going to turn our attention to the Berry Apple Festival. It opens this Thursday. It's tomorrow. basically. And their theme this year is Passport to the World. And we have the current chairman of the Barry Apple Festival, Alan Flynn, here. We also have the understudy chairman of the Barry Apple Festival, Andrew Conley. So let's meet these people first. Alan, you're the big C. You're the top of the food chain. I call you my what's it called? What's the crispy apple that I love so much? Honey Crisp. You're my Honey Crisp. Okay. You're the Honey Crisp. You're the king of the whole festival. Tell us how you got involved in this and what your role is.
Oh gosh, it's been 14 years ago I grew up in Barrie. We moved back to town, wanted to become involved. The obvious choice was the Apple Festival.
And nobody said no, we don't want you, right?
Right. Oh yeah, we'll take people when they want to volunteer. But 3 years in, they asked me and my wife to be chairman, so we took on it.
Great for you, glad for you. And now we'll call you the Cosmic Crisp. This is the new offshoot of the Honey Crisp. Not readily available in our area, but soon to be planted and coming soon. And that is Andrew Conley. Andrew, tell us your story and how you got involved in the Barry Apple Festival.
So I was born and raised in Barry and just always had a passion for the town. Always wanted to give back and be active in my community any way possible. As a kid, you know, with Boy Scouts or just being around, there's always somewhere you could help out. And then when Alan decided he was going to step down, I got a call one night and said, hey, how would you like to join the Apple Festival committee? And next thing you know, I'm in it for a year and now I'm in charge and it's all going pretty quick.
Hit the ground running. Period. Yeah. Cosmic Crisp.
Yeah.
Just developed.
Yeah. I said I wanted to get involved and now I'm all the way in. So
that was your first mistake.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
But you're right. Barry's such a delightful community. You know everybody there. If you're not going to do it, who's going to do it, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you want to keep this tradition going. So let's get right to it. It starts on Thursday. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. People can come down for all 4 days. They can come down for 1 day. People come from all over the tri-states. This is a Barry festival, but you guys host literally. I love Passport to the World because there'll be every nationality from the tri-states will be there. You'll have the French, the Germans, the Irish, you know, whatever you got, they'll be coming down. So who wants to talk about the events? I don't know. We'll let you go, Alan, since it's your last hurrah. Tell us what's happening on Thursday.
Okay. This is my last hurrah, but actually Andrew has been the chairman for one full year now. I've just kind of the support.
So you're chairman emeritus.
Kind of, yeah. So
okay,
just
so,
kind of that.
So Honeycrisp, Cosmic Crisp has already pushed you off your perch.
Yeah,
okay.
Kind of, sort of. So that way I'm just kind of here in case he needs me and you know, hopefully next year I'll be able to.
He looks pretty capable in that voice. I want to talk to him later about perhaps a job at WTAD.
There you go.
So what's going on?
Well, we'll be kicking off. Last year we did a trial run of a 4-day festival. So we opened it up to a Thursday night. It was a massive success. So we decided this year we're going to be officially going to a 4-day festival. So tomorrow night we will kick off with everything like we normally do on a Friday night. It will all start tomorrow night and continue on through the weekend. We'll have tomorrow's our talent show, and then we'll have all the vendors will be open, the rides will be open, and then
the apple pie judging.
Apple pie judging, which is a massive,
I was going to say,
thing.
Nobody ever has to, you never have to beg for judges to volunteer to eat apple pie, do you?
Come back a second time.
Yeah. So the Master Applejack and Little Apple Blossom, everybody's got to have festival royalty. So you're gonna name them at 6:15, and then Barry's Got Talent.
Yep.
So we're gonna find out just how much talent Barry has. Or what's your talent?
I don't have much of a talent at all, but we usually have a pretty good showing of just people from all over the area that come in and show their talent.
I think you're smart. You know, more and more people are busy on the weekends with their kids in sports, traveling teams, got to go to church. You know, so much to do. Thursday night is kind of the new Friday night because, let's face it, you know, with football, you know, Thursday nights, you're smart. I applaud you, and I'm glad it was a massive success. I hope it's a success. So if you got lots of stuff to do this weekend and you want to get down and have apple, because all the apples will be served, right? You're going to have the food vendors will be there, hopefully, Thursday night.
They'll all be open.
They'll all be open. Okay. If I go down, they'll sell out on Thursday night. So it all starts on Thursday night, gets underway about 6 o'clock, and that'll be fun. Then what happens on Friday? Because that happens even during the day then on Friday. You've got the Apple Dumpling Inn open at 11.
Yes, on Friday, they'll open up at 11. Most of our vendors will still open up at 3 o'clock. From 3 to 4 o'clock, they'll open up, but we actually have our official opening ceremonies at 6 on Friday, And then we carry from there, we go right into all the pageants, and you know, that pretty much takes up the night on the stage, plus all the rides and all the vendors will be cranking away.
Okay. The Apple Dumpling Inn, open for lunch, open for dinner. The Fritter Shack, again, you know, there's just so much great stuff. It absolutely is a great night to be down there. Of course, Saturday and Sunday, I would say, are your big days. Let's get Cosmic Chris. Let's get Andrew involved. Andrew, what's going to happen on Saturday, October 5th?
Saturday is a very busy day. It first starts with our 5K. That registration will be at 7 a.m. It'll start at 7:30. Rumor has it the entire Western High School basketball team, boys basketball, will be running it. So there will be quite a few already pre-registered. So if you have an ambition to run or walk, get on out there. Right after that, you'll jump into the baby show. Following that, you'll have our pet parade. Following that will be our big parade. Following that will be the drumline competition going into your awards. And then later that night, we will have the Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters on stage from 6:30 to 9. So it's an action-packed day from the start to the end. And you will have something to do the whole time. And all throughout all that, you will have rides starting around 11. And if you're there early, they said they might even kick them on sooner if we have enough people there.
So carnival will be there.
Yep, the carnival rides. Yep, we have a whole bunch of rides throughout the park. Something from as little as a year to all the way up to however old you want to get to hop on a ride.
Is there anything scary that goes upside down?
Yeah, they have what they call the Rocco planes. It's more like a Ferris wheel, but then each cage
goes
in a circle. Also, as you're going around, not a fan.
Yeah, the vomit.
Too high, too fast for me. No, no go.
Chris won't be doing it.
No. And they have like a slide and a fun house and just something for everybody. And then coming into Sunday, we'll have the pancake and sausage breakfast hosted by the Legion and Boy Scouts. They work together, I believe, on that. Car show, huge turnout for that, too. You can start registering that at 6:30, and it'll close at 12. And then you'll still have all the normal stuff going on throughout that. You'll also see Gospel Music Jubilee hit the stage at 1. And then we have
the Lesters.
Yes.
I mean, you guys have got premier talent coming. This is big time.
Oh, yeah. And then you'll have the Kitty Tractor Pull at 2 for the little kids to have some fun with that. And then awards at 4. And then our quilt drawing. And then also something we haven't talked about that we have this year is on our brochures. So make sure you grab one when you come through the park. We'll have a little passport on there. And if you hit all of our local spots, they'll give you a stamp. And then you can turn those in. And at the end of the weekend, there will be a drawing for a luggage set. So then if you were to go on an actual trip, you would have your luggage. So make sure you grab your brochure. You should be able to get those at the quilt booth and at both our local cafes in town as well ahead of time.
Okay, so just a great way to get everybody to visit as many spots in Barrie as possible.
Exactly.
On Saturday morning, the reason to get down there early is the Fritter Shack opens at 8 and the Apple Dumpling Inn opens for cinnamon rolls at 9. So in addition to the usual favorites that they're going to be doing, they also have the cinnamon rolls. The food is phenomenal. I'm sure you have, I mean, these are kind of closely guarded secrets, aren't they? What's in some of this stuff, right?
Some of the, especially the fritters. That's a very specific menu that we keep kind of close to us.
Yeah, you don't want everybody to be able to do that, or they wouldn't have any reason to come to the Barrie Apple Festival. You know, the great thing about this is, Captain Geach, is there an admission to get into that?
No, everything's free, other than the rides. And
the
food that you want to buy.
Rides,
but yeah,
obviously,
to come into our park, you know, it's free. So we try to make it as affordable as possible for everyone. And even the carnies try to keep the tickets as cheap as they can with, you know, prices going up on everything.
Is there an armband, or is it just...
Thursday night, yeah. Thursday night will be a wristband.
Thursday night is armband night.
It's
okay.
The only one. I think it's $25, and you can ride as much as you want that night. We do have pre-sale tickets running. Also, that you can pick up at the local banks for the next, I think that's what, tomorrow it closes?
Well, tomorrow it'd have to close pretty much. Cause
or is
I think
it Friday?
We'll sell them all the way up until Friday.
Yep, Friday.
Okay, so wristband night is Thursday night.
Yep, and that's the only night we do offer the wristband night. It's just something nice for, it seems like more locals that come in that can have a chance to look, you know, ride all night and save some money.
It's a way for mom and dad to say, look, we can keep our budget here.
Yes, yeah, sports this night.
I took the kids to the Knights of Columbus, not on wristband day.
Yeah.
And I thought, gosh, wristband for $30? That's kind of expensive. Now, yours is only $25. But that's kind of expensive. That's not why I didn't go that day. But I was thinking, wow, that's a lot. But then in my naive mind, I took my friend's kids out the next day. I'm like, $30. 5 minutes later, they're back going, we're done with that, Pinky. I said, oh, my God. Note to self, never bring anyone to the carnival unless it's wristband night. Yeah. So if your kids love to ride rides, and that'll start about what? About 5, 6 o'clock?
5:30-ish, yeah.
5:30-ish, and it goes until...
Nine or ten.
It's a shorter night because it's Thursday night, but that's okay. $25, you can ride a lot of rides, you know, and it's worth it. Even if you got a little bitty one and they just want to ride on the same ride over and over,
because they got the little fun house, and like my niece loves running through that, and she can just run through it and run through it and run through it. And next thing you know, if you have the wristband, it's not as expensive, but if you're given a ticket every minute, just she makes it through there.
$1,000 a night. Yeah, it's hard to explain to children that. Slow down. Enjoy
it. Yeah, take in the moment.
Take your time. Okay. It is Thursday night. It's going to be great. $25 gets you a wristband. That is Carnival Wristband Night. Of course, the carnival's Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. The Berry Apple Festival, it's one of my favorites. It really, the food is great. The people are great. Parking, just come down and... Good luck on parking.
You just gotta.
And did you ever think of shuttle busing or anything? Or
well, it's just because of parking. We don't have any specific places people park.
Yeah.
A shuttle bus would be all over town because people will be parking up and down the streets 8 blocks away.
And you'll see locals will have ropes out trying to stop them from getting in their parking
lot. But the great thing about it is with this passport now, you know, if you get your passport, you can. On your way back to the car, you might be able to hit a few places too, right?
Well, just in the park. You know, they got to hit those specific vendors.
Okay, well, we'll work on Cosmic Crisp. That's your solve the parking problem. Okay, because like here, you know, we shuttle from Quincy Senior High out to the Knights of Columbus grounds. You know, I mean, you could do it if you could figure out a way. But like you said, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But I know a lot of people, you know, that's why get there early. Bring your lawn chair, park all day in the park, and just enjoy everything.
I would not be surprised if when we get back to town today, there's not lawn chairs up on the parade route already set up, saving their seats on
reserved.
That. Oh, yeah.
Usually about Tuesday or Wednesday, everybody starts setting their seats up for the parade on Saturday.
Like Pella Tulip Festival.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've got a new job for my husband. He can go down and save people's spaces.
There you go.
Kind of like, you know, like the guy that used to change cars in Seinfeld. You know, he'd go out and park them on one street one day, one street the other day. Okay, Greg, if you're listening, I've got a retirement job for you. Next year, Berry Apple Festival, you're going to go down on Thursday and you're going to make sure everybody has got their chair and you're going to watch him and guard him. Don't arrest him for being homeless in the park if he spends Thursday night, okay? It's delightful to have you guys come. It's always great when you're here in person. Over the phone's okay, too, but it's just nice to have you here. Folks, enjoy the Berry Apple Festival. It starts tomorrow night. If your kids love to ride the carnival rides, that's the best bargain you're going to get is $25 all you can ride tomorrow night. And don't forget, Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters, they'll bring a crowd with them because they have a groupie that follows them. And the Lesters, my gosh, at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, gospel music, if that's your thing. And if you like apple fritters, apple pie, apple dumplings, apple sauce, apple... Oh.
Apple everything.
Apple everything.
Or regular corn dogs.
Corn dogs. Yeah. Because
we got everything.
County's got to have a pork hot dog with corn around it. Yeah. I mean, it can't all be apples.
The
pigs and the corn have got to be included. Exactly. Thank you, Cosmic Chris, for putting that on. We appreciate that. We're going to take a break, head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, find out how the farm markets are doing. This report is brought to you by Rex Battery. Then we'll be back with three people, or maybe four, maybe five, who are battling for the baton. We'll tell you all about that in just a minute. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. And boy, have I got everybody here today. I'm using every microphone that is known to man in the Mary Griffith Show studio because we've got... people battling for the baton. Doris Sanders is here. She is the president of Encore. That's the fundraising group for the Quincy Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. And we also have Bill Stalder, who just recently was on the Mary Griffith Show talking about his real job, the Adams Electric Cooperative, but he's also a big patron of the arts. Bill, why are you so interested in raising money for the Quincy Symphony Orchestra and Chorus?
Well, you've known me long enough, Mary. It's all for the children. No, it was...
to move them far away from him so that so that he doesn't have to be around any of them.
My two older kids were very involved in the arts. As you mentioned, I do have a passion for the arts, and not so much experience with the symphony, but I went to the concert last Sunday. It was delightful.
Oh, wasn't it great?
It was fantastic. The guest violinist was awesome. And then after Doris asked me, of course, I researched a little bit about what Encore does. I had no idea the reach they had with area youth groups and organizations and just the amount of money they've raised over the years to support music, not only through the symphony and the symphony chorus, but the children's activities. It's just so commendable, and thrilled to be part of it.
You know, I think that, and Doris will talk to that in a moment, I think we think about just our adult enjoyment, and we could take our kids free of charge to symphony events, but they have so many things just for the kids, you know, and just to encourage them with their musical career. Dr. Todd Pettit is here, by day, meek, mild-mannered administrator of the Quincy Public Schools, but secretly wants to be the conductor of the Quincy Symphony. I know you have a big music background. Has this always been a dream of yours, and now you're going to try to buy your way into the seat?
Well, I will tell you that, you know, folks have said that, hey, you've got an advantage because you're a musician, right? You've directed and conducted orchestras, bands, choirs your whole career, and that is very true. But there's nothing quite as exhilarating as conducting an orchestra. And to be able to do that, especially with conducting Sleigh Ride, which is one of my favorite tunes, holiday tunes, is just something I would really love to do. But more importantly, it's giving back to the community, because Encore, as Bill said and Doris said, not only supporting children and youth and the arts and their experience, but also supporting music education, which as a music educator at heart, that's really where, you know, my passion has always lied in my career.
And I think that both of you will speak to the fact, both Bill Stalder and Todd Pettit, Bill as a father and Todd as a professional, if it wasn't for outside groups helping, music education would not exist in our Quincy or rural school districts. It really does take the community to kind of bring that on board, doesn't it, Bill?
Absolutely. We see that every quarter when we award penny power grants at Adams Electric Cooperative. So many of those requests come from the schools. Of course, there's the book projects and the snack programs, but a lot of the classroom instructors, the music instructors, are just looking for a little bit extra to keep those programs going, to get instruments for kids, to get music books. So yeah, it just takes everyone. It takes grant opportunities. It takes hardworking people like Doris to spearhead these fundraisers and organize and do all the work behind the scenes to make this happen.
Okay. There are four people vying for this honor to direct Sleigh Ride, to conduct Sleigh Ride with a full symphony orchestra. Bill Stalder and Todd Pettit are here today. Megan Peters and Tina Moyer will also be competing. Mm-hmm. Doris Sanders, as the head of the fundraising arm for the Quincy Symphony Chorus and Orchestra, how important is this? It's a great way to get these four people involved every year. They go out and get their friends. Obviously, they're trying to raise the most money, and the most money wins the chance to conduct the symphony. But the great thing about it is, whoever comes in second, third, and fourth, they still have contributed a great amount. So it's a win-win-win-win, a four-win, right?
I think that all four candidates look at it as all of this money is going into the same pot and gets distributed to our various organizations, that including our youth chorus and youth orchestra and our kinder corps. We also donate to the public school music program and the Quincy parochial music program. And we have our young people's concert, where we bring the third through fifth graders in for a concert. And that's one of the highlights that we enjoy doing. And
That wouldn't be possible
it
without
would be possible
this.
Without this.
I mean, really, the symphony exists. I asked this question before, and actually Jane Paulette did not know the answer. Are we the smallest town in America to have a full-fledged, full-time symphony?
I mean, other symphonies. So.
I mean, there's little bitty towns that have a summer symphony, like, you know,
correct,
in Door County, but I'm talking about, we have a season, and we have a permanent home I think we may be the smallest town.
When I called Southern Illinois home, there are areas such as Belleville, who has a Philharmonic, and Edwardsville has a string society.
But those are bigger towns.
Belleville's about the size of Quincy, and it's very comparable. And what I tell folks is we are so blessed. We take our arts and in our community for granted because it's what we've all grown up with. And that's just not the case in other locations. And to sit in a concert like we did Sunday, as mm-hmm. Bill said, and it was just – it's amazing the talent that we have here, and we need to be able to continue to support that because that enriches our lives. And, you know, our motto – for the Quincy Public Schools music is a richer, fuller life through music. And that truly is what the Quincy Symphony Orchestra does for our community.
Well, they both got their regular paying jobs in now with a free publicity and advertisement at WCAD. So they can now both go back to their bosses and say, hey, I wasn't goofing off.
Time well spent.
Time well spent, absolutely. So here's the key, though. These guys want you to send money to them. Of course, Megan and Tina want you to send money to them. How do we contribute? Do we give the money directly to them? Can we send it to the symphony office and put, I want it to go to Bill, I want it to go to Todd? What can we do?
There are several different ways that you can do it. You can hand them money. They each have their own QR code, so you can just pay online with their QR code. You can go to our website, EncoreQuincy.com, and at the top there's an events tab, and you just click on that, and it'll have a drop-down box for Battle for the Baton. You click on there, and it will take you to a page, and it'll say vote for Bill, vote for Tina, vote for Megan, vote for Todd, and you can just vote with your card on there. You can mail us your donations to the Quincy Symphony Orchestra Association at 1026 Main Street. So there's a lot of different ways that you can pay.
So we have a deadline, obviously, for this contest because they'll be performing at the December concert.
Yes, December 1st is our deadline. And so they've got a couple of months to raise. We also encourage corporations that want to donate. We have a $250 level and a $500 level. And then they will get advertisement and free tickets to the Christmas Spectacular. So that's kind of exciting perk.
It's so wonderful. And again, that'll be at Morrison Theater, I'm sure.
It will be.
And that's another great use of a public building for use by a private, not-for-profit
Absolutely.
Organization, but again, I'm going to give Bill Stalder, I kind of be Nora O'Donnell here. You know, last night the debate was so calm, I fell asleep, you know, at 9:05, I don't know what anybody said after 9:05, because they hadn't gotten into a shouting match with each other, so, you know, which is the only reason I tuned in, you know. So you guys have been so nice to each other, the knives haven't come out, you know. But Stalder, you know, here Todd Pettit just working it in his nice Midwestern way that, well, I'm very qualified to do this. I, of course, have great experience doing this. I have a doctorate degree, so I should be the winner of this contest. But Bill Stalder, you know, Bugs Bunny conducted a great symphonic thing, and he didn't have his doctorate degree. So what makes you qualified to conduct sleigh ride?
Absolutely nothing makes me qualified. That's what people want to see. They don't want to see someone who knows how to conduct.
That's right.
They want
That's right.
to see the mess-ups and the comedy and the whatever improvisations that can happen. Unexpected props. You mentioned Bugs Bunny. We have had that discussion, and the cummerbund, you know, rolls up. You know, all of that. So, yeah, if I win, expect the unexpected. It won't be a polished conducting experience for me. It'll be, you know, the band will play on, I'm sure, and be spectacular. But
and let's talk about that, Doris, because you've obviously been to many of them. I've been to many of them. Now, obviously, these are professional musicians who are perfectly capable of playing sleigh ride and have done so hundreds of times in their careers and practice. But you have to keep the tempo. So they may go slow. If you go slow down, they'll go slow down. If you go too fast, they'll go too fast.
Well, we could finish sleigh ride in record time. Who knows?
The minute sleigh ride won't. But they are going to follow the director. Whoever wins will get a true chance to conduct, right?
Dr. Briney will give the winner a conducting lesson.
Aren't you glad that Dr. Briney and Dr. Pettit took their whole lives to develop the skill?
Yes.
But they think they could teach Bill Salter or Megan Peters or
in
Tina
a 20-minute lesson.
How to do it in 20 minutes. It really values your profession, doesn't it,
Dr. Briney? And they'll also have a couple of shots to direct at our rehearsals at Morrison. The last time we did Battle for the Baton, the candidates went to Notre Dame and Quincy High and practiced with the bands there, so they got their chance.
Okay, so it does take a little bit of skill, and we will be, when we go there, we want to be treated to something nice, so it will be good, but, you know, there is that irony. But, of course, we love it when somebody, even if, I think Dr. Pettit may secretly not want to win, because after all, people expect the very high. Nobody expects Stalder to be able to do this at all, but people are going to expect a spot-on performance from you.
Todd wants to win,
and that is not true, because I want to win. Because when Doris called me, I said, "You know, I'm a musician, right? What's the fun in that?" So the other side of that is, I want to win because you're going to want to watch my performance, because it's not going to be the typical orchestra conductor. So I have to think outside my box too to make it entertaining.
The symphony, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? If you look at the large symphonies across the country, you know, their conductors all do that too. So, you know, if you want to see something that's entertaining, don't worry, I'll be entertaining.
Okay.
Maybe just in a different way.
Now this is the kind of debate I was hoping for last night. You know?
I have my own tuxedo, by the way. Just put that out there.
Yeah.
Three different Cumberbund choices.
I have two.
Including red.
I have two tuxedos.
Right. I'm looking at light-up bow ties as we speak to tie in my job at the electric cooperative. So.
Very good. And you know what? You could even you could stand outside all day with a giant solar panel on your head.
Well,
or something
stranger
like that.
Things have happened, Mary.
The whole idea is to raise money for Encore, and this is a brilliant scheme because you get these four people to basically be your fundraising chairman for the year on this one event, and the money, again, let's go over the money that's raised for Battle of the Baton, because the people that are doing this are doing it for the children, mm-hmm. for the community. They're very community-minded people. So talk a little bit about what you use this money for again, Doris, please.
So one of the things that we do is we award 10 students scholarships to music camp for the summer. They get up to $500 to cover their camp tuition. So that's in conjunction with the Martha McCrory Scholarship Program. We also have a young artist competition, and we give them a cash prize for that. We donate to the Quincy Public School and the parochial school music programs. We support the orchestra, the chorus, the area youth chorus and orchestra, kinder corps. We also give stipends to high school students who play with our symphony orchestra. And then we also do the annual Young People's Concert for the elementary schools.
So a lot of things for kids. And I think I like it. I know one of the things you've done in the past is have the instrument petting zoo. Mm-hmm. Because kids don't know what a cello is or mm-hmm. how it sounds. Or they don't know what a piccolo is. Or they don't know what a saxophone is. Or that there's four different kinds of saxophones. And what a French horn is. And mm-hmm. why does the French horn speak in French? And why does the English horn speak in French? So... So I really applaud you for all the things you do. Plus, children are admitted free to every single performance, which I think is phenomenal. While we've got you here, and this was not on your agenda, when is the next performance? Is it this one? Is that the next performance for the Quincy Symphony?
For the symphony, yes. It's December 6th at 7:30. It's a Friday night at Morrison Theater. The youth chorus will have their performance the end of October.
Okay.
And the symphony chorus will have their concert November 17th.
Yes. So there's always something to do.
Every month.
Okay, we're almost out of time. Bill Stalder, any trash talk you want to talk? Why should people... I'll say, Norm O'Donnell, we have our last remaining moments. Mr. Stalder, why should the American public vote for you?
Whether they vote for me or not, it's not really the point. What struck me with this group of four... is the ties to the community, the ties even to QCT. I've been in shows with both with Megan and with Tina. I know Todd has a strong commitment to the theater, has done work there, and probably worked a pit or two and accompanied. So,
we've been in shows together. You just forgot.
Well, you know, I
have you were on stage.
I have very I have a very short memory. I think maybe Doris, didn't I do a show or two with you?
A couple, yeah.
Some I've probably forgotten
so
about.
So vote for Stalder because he may not be physically and emotionally and mentally capable of running again. So
exactly.
That's what you're saying, okay.
And it's for the children.
And it's for the children. And Mr. Pettit, you'll have only 10 seconds to reply because we're out of time.
You know, it's about going for your goals and giving back to your community. And those are two life lessons that, as the superintendent of schools and as a teacher, that we're constantly teaching our 6,300 students in Quincy Public Schools. And I hopefully
really
will do that.
He wants to win, doesn't he? Okay, keep your ears open, folks, because here's some other way you can help the Quincy Symphony, running free of charge from WTAD.